Thanks to the grace of God and also His guidance.
今天早上有十四位新受洗归入主耶稣名下的同领。
This morning we have 14 members newly baptized.
我们要等一下要替他们举行洗脚礼。
And later on, we're going to carry out this foot washing sacrament.
圣经有记载有三大圣礼。
The Bible has recorded three major sacraments.
第一个就是洗礼。
One of which is baptism.
第二就是洗脚礼。
The second one is foot washing.
等一下我们要领圣餐礼。
And lastly, we will partake in Holy Communion sacrament.
这三个之所以称为圣礼，是有它的原因。
And there's a reason why these three sacraments have been addressed as a sacrament.
因为圣礼本身一定是要主耶稣亲自的设立。
Because a sacrament in itself, it has to be instituted by Lord Jesus Himself.
还有呢, 主耶稣一定要叫门徒去遵行。
And also, the Lord Jesus has to instruct His disciples to follow.
还有圣礼本身一定要跟得救有关系。
And also, Holy Spirit Himself has to be in line with salvation.
这个圣礼, sacrament 本身呢。
And has to align with the sacrament itself.
Sacrament, 圣礼这个字, 其实原文就是奥秘。
And sacrament in the original text in the Bible, it means that a mystery.
不知道为什么它有这样的功效，但是神这样说，我们就这样的相信。
No one understands the effects of it, but the effect itself actually exists.
像我们早上去洗礼。
Just like this morning, all of you went to the baptism.
最小的只有几个月。 最年纪最大的有八十几岁。
For those who are were newly baptized, some is only a few months old, and some is already in their advanced age.
我们相信圣经所记载。
But we believe what is said in the Bible.
奉耶稣的名在活水受洗，会洗去我们的罪。
If you are baptized in the name of Lord Jesus in living water, your sin will be washed away.
那接下来呢，我们要看看洗脚礼的道理。
And the next we'll study into the foot washing.
看约翰福音十三章。
Please turn to Gospel of John chapter 13.
约翰福音的十三章。
Gospel of John chapter 13.
十三章我们念到一节到第八节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 8.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 13 verse 1.
逾越节前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。 他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。第二节
，verse 2，
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。第三，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。第四节
，verse 4，
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。第五节
，verse
5，把水倒在盘里。 受洗门徒的脚，并用自己所梳的手巾擦干。六。Verse 6， 爱到门西门彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”第七节。Verse 7， 耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”第八节。Verse 8， 彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”啊，这段是洗脚里的唯一一段的圣经的记载。
So this passage is the only recording speaking about foot washing in the Bible.
在逾越节之前，有一天主耶稣在跟门徒吃饭。
Prior to the feast of Passover, there was once that Jesus spoke to his disciple during supper.
那吃饭吃到一半，主耶稣有一个比较特别的举动。
So in the middle of the supper, there's something special that the Lord Jesus did.
第四节所说的，主耶稣突然就站起来。
At verse 4, it says, rose from supper.
吃饭吃到一半，通常不会站起来。
For people who are partaking of supper, they don't usually stand up for no reason.
不但只站起来，他还把他的外衣脱掉。
Not only he stood up, he also laid aside his garments.
那就拿一条手巾呢，束腰。
And then he took a towel and girded it himself.
那你把外衣脱掉，就剩内衣，然后一条手巾束腰，就好像一个仆人的样子了。
So if you take away your garments and putting a towel aside your waist, you are just as if a servant.
然后拿着水盘，一个一个挨着门徒的脚，要帮他们洗脚。
So he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet.
洗完要擦干。
And then to wipe them with a towel.
其他门徒都不敢讲话，大概很震惊。
And all other disciples dare not say anything about it.
他们所尊重的这位老师。
Because they respect their own teacher.
又是基督。
And their teacher is Christ himself.
又是神的儿子。
And he is also the Son of God.
那怎么会吃饭吃到一半，那打扮成为一个奴仆的样子，帮一个人帮我们洗脚呢？
And why did he arose during the supper and prepare himself just like a servant and wash their feet?
但是其他门徒不敢讲什么话。
And the rest of the disciples did not say anything about it.
那彼得最老，他最敢讲话。
And because Peter is the most senior, he dared to speak his heart.
他就问耶稣。
And then he questioned the Lord Jesus.
主啊。你要洗我的脚吗？
Oh Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
耶稣已经跟他讲了，我现在所做的你不会明白。
Even though the Lord Jesus beforehand has already told him that what I'm doing, you do not understand now.
以后你会明白。
But you will know after this.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
神很多的作为，我们现在不知道为什么。
There are a lot of acts of God, that we cannot understand right now.
如果你什么都明白，你就是神呢？
If you understand everything, you'll be God yourself.
我们是人，所以很多东西不明白。
After all, we're human. We're not able to understand all.
以后就是等到很后之后，可能在天国，你问神，神可能会告诉你为什么。
So it says over here, but you will know after this. Nobody knows that moment is, but it will come in the future.
但是彼得对这个回答不接受。
So Peter did not accept this kind of explanation from Lord Jesus.
第八节，他就说你永远不可以洗我的脚。
So Peter said to the Lord Jesus, "You shall never wash my feet."
他这样说是对耶稣的一种尊重。
The reason why he said that is because of his respect towards his teacher.
他知道我的老师，我神的儿子，怎么可以洗我的脚？我怎么配呢？永远不可以，想都不可以想。
He was thinking that his teacher is the Son of God. At the same time, how can he ever wash his feet?
他觉得自己的理智、自己的想法，还有自己的经验，告诉他说，不可能发生。
By his own rationale and justification and also experience, he's telling himself that no, I'm not going to have my teacher wash my feet.
我们人有时候就是这样。
As human, we're often like this.
太多的理智。
There's so much rationale.
太多的想法。
There's too much thoughts.
我们觉得不明白的事情，我不能接受。
And if something that we cannot understand, we just don't want to accept it.
那主耶稣也不逼他。
And the Lord Jesus did not force him.
耶稣就轻轻地讲了句第八节下面的说话。
The Lord just softly said, the latter part of this verse.
他说，如果我不洗你
，If I do not wash you,
那你就跟我没有份了。
You have no part with me.
这句话很严重，虽然轻轻地讲出来。
This is quite a serious statement, even though it's softly spoken.
份就是分享，还有可以承继的意思。
To have part with someone is to share and to have a ownership of something.
如果今天你爸爸跟你讲，以后我死了，你没得分身家，我看。
If your father were to tell you that someday if I die, I will not give you anything. What does that mean?
你肯定说什么回事？你对我那么不满意
？You may be thinking, what is that? Is there anything that you're not happy about me?
这都是很大的、很严重的问题。
And is a serious problem.
彼得跟耶稣也不是为了钱，也不是为了名，也不是为了利。
Between Peter and the Lord Jesus, there's no struggles for money or any other kind of entanglement.
彼得跟耶稣是为了想进天国。
And Peter and the Lord Jesus, they all want to go to heaven.
还有他知道信主有永生、有平安、有喜乐。
And they know for a fact that believing in the Lord, they will enjoy eternal life.
所以他可以把他的渔船啊都丢一边了，渔网也丢一边了，就是跟耶稣啊。
So Peter has abandoned his own fishing boat and followed the Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣跟他说，如果你不给我洗你，对不起了，以后你跟我一点关系都没有。
But then the Lord Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
这个彼得不明白。
Peter did not understand what this is all about.
但是他知道这句话的严重性。
But he know that this statement is quite serious.
所以他马上接受主耶稣给他洗脚。
That's the reason why immediately he accepted the Lord Jesus to wash his feet.
所以今天按照圣经的记载。
So according to what is said in the Bible.
我们相信主耶稣替信徒洗脚是让人跟主耶稣有份。
We believe that for the Lord Jesus to wash one's feet is to have part with the person.
像第九节。
And just likened to verse 9.
西门彼得就说了：“主啊，那不但我的脚啊，连我身体啊、头啊，什么都要洗啊。”
Simon Peter said to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, Not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
第十节啊。
Verse 10.
耶稣说了，凡洗过澡的人，只有把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet."
你不用再全身再洗了。
But it's completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
现在就让我帮你洗脚。
So now let me wash your feet.
洗完之后，你就与我有份。
And after your feet has been washed, you will have part with me.
你也是全身干净的。
And your entire body will be cleansed.
所以现在我们是要奉主的名替所有新受洗的，要替他们洗脚。
Therefore, in the name of Lord Jesus, we are going to wash the feet of those who are newly baptized today.
这个道理很多基督徒没有听过，因为大部分的教会也不会讲。
Many other Christians from other denominations did not hear about this kind of doctrine before.
就算他们有洗脚，也是以为说这个是一个教训性的动作啊，彼此洗脚啦，然后让大家谦卑啊。
Even though they may have gone through some kind of foot washing, perhaps they only regarded it as a ritual or some kind of way of showing your humility.
但是那个不是。
But that is not.
洗脚里的重点是奥秘性，是你让主耶稣洗你，你就与主耶稣有份。
The critical point about foot washing itself is to have part with Jesus.
但是你要在洗完澡，就是去洗礼完了，回到教会马上进行洗脚。
Just like taking a bath at the baptism, you're coming back here to wash your feet to make everything complete.
所以等一下你被洗脚，就会可以跟主耶稣有份。
So later on, when your feet is washed.And you will have part with Jesus.
你要凭这个信心去领受。
And you must have this kind of faith to accept it.
但是洗脚礼啊，也提醒我们，以后信了主之后，在教会里面的生活要向主耶稣学习。
So, going through the foot washing sacrament is also serve as a reminder of us after we join the church later on.
我们要学习几点。
We have to learn many things from the Lord Jesus. A few things.
洗脚礼提醒我们要过爱的生活。
And the foot washing sacrament reminds us that we have to live a life of love.
为什么主耶稣帮门徒洗脚？
Why did Jesus wash the feet of his disciples?
第一节就讲得很清楚了。
And first verse was very clear about that.
主耶稣爱世界属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And over here it says, Father, having loved his own who were in the world.
我们知道爱一个人，你就是替这个人付出，替这个人服务。
He loved them till the end, because when you love someone, you will serve the person, you will love the person.
这个时候，主耶稣自己其实蛮多烦恼。
At that point in time, the Lord Jesus was full of anxiety himself.
因为他快要钉十字架。
It was about the time that he is going to be crucified.
一般来说，你自己都很烦啊，哪有空去管别人
？In general, if it happens to you, you'll probably be bothered by it than doing anything else.
主耶稣心里面很爱门徒。
And the Lord Jesus loved his disciple very much.
他来世界就是要为他的选民舍命。
His purpose of coming into this world is to spare his life for his disciples and the people.
爱可以爱到底。
And he could love all these people till the end.
这是不改变的。
He never changed.
连那个要卖他的犹大，他都爱。
Even the disciple who betrayed him, he still loved him.
主耶稣也帮他洗脚啊。
And the Lord Jesus still washed his feet.
那个时候，犹大还没有去做出卖主的行为。
At that time, Judah has not even betrayed the Lord Jesus just yet.
但是他已经有这个想法。
But he already had such a contemplation.
坏的行为、错误的行为，往往是因为思想偏差的开始。
A lot of bad things does not happen right away. It always have to go through some kind of thinking.
他想要得到那个不属于他的钱。
He did want to receive something that he is not supposed to get.
所以魔鬼就把一个歪的意念放在他的心里。
Therefore, Satan has already planted this evil thought in his mind.
那主耶稣还是帮他洗脚啊。
The Lord Jesus still washed his feet.
也是等于说给他机会。
That means to say that the Lord Jesus gave him a chance.
给他醒过来的机会啊。
Gave him a chance to be sober again.
他如果良心发现，可能就不去卖耶稣。
If his conscience were to prick him, he would never commit such a crime or sin.
所以这个爱很大。
Therefore, this kind of love is immense.
我们要学耶稣。
We must imitate the Lord Jesus.
今天加入了教会，我们会人与人之间也有一些接触。
And when we join this big family in the church, we will have the opportunity to have interpersonal this relationship.
信了主之后，我们要有一个想心里要预备，你会遇到考验。
And after believing in the Lord, you must believe that you will encounter some kind of problem along the way.
有些时候考验是从家人来的。
Sometimes the kind of trial comes from your own family member.
你的同事，你的朋友。
And maybe it will be from your colleagues or your friends.
但是有时候是教会的弟兄姐妹会给你考验。
Sometimes even members in the church will try you.
他不小心伤害了你。
And unknowingly, perhaps they may hurt you.
那你怎么办？
What can you do?
他说我不来教会了，教会都有这种人。
You may say that I want to stop coming to the church. There are people like that.
你会为了一个人而离开神吗？
And will you just depart from the Lord for the sake of one person?
如果我们学习主耶稣的爱。
If you learn or imitate the love of God.
对，他对不起我。
Of course, this person has offended you.
他伤害我。
And he has hurt you.
甚至他想要出卖我。
Even he betray you.
但是我要学耶稣。
But I must imitate from the Lord Jesus.
我要原谅他。
That I want to forgive him.
甚至我要服侍他。
Even to the point that I will serve him.
我可以替他洗脚。
And I can wash his feet.
他改不改变不是我的问题。
It doesn't matter if the person changed at all.
但是我爱他是神要我做的事。
But I love him, and this is something that the Lord has instructed me to do.
相信主耶稣这个洗脚感动了当时所有的门徒。
I believe that this foot washing action has already touched the very heart of all disciples.
所以等一下，新受洗的要被接受洗脚的时候，你不要觉得是传道，是传道娘帮你洗。
So when the newly baptized will be receiving the foot washing later on, do not feel that it's as if a person or someone who's washing your feet.
他只是奉主的名帮你洗，是主耶稣帮你洗，是派他来帮你洗。
The foot washing ceremony or sacrament is carried out in the name of Lord Jesus. Therefore, it's the Lord Jesus Himself is washing your feet.
这里心里面有感受到主的爱。
And in your heart, you will feel the love of God.
用这个爱包容、饶恕对你身边的人。
With this kind of love, in the same way that you will forgive and forbear others.
那你这样改变，你身边的人会感觉到。
If you were to change this way, people around you will feel it.
再来洗脚里告诉我们第二个教训，就是要谦卑的服侍。
And the second teaching of foot washing is to is for us to serve the Lord in humility.
第四节，主耶稣怎么洗脚呢？
So how did the Lord Jesus wash their feet?
他不是坐在大位上面叫大家排队来他的门前给他洗啊。
He did not sit on the chair and waiting for people to queue up.
他自己离开他的位置。
Even for him, he stood up.
主席有一个主席的位，老师有一个老师位。
And there is always a seat for the master or the seat for the teacher.
那主耶稣就离开他的位置。But
then the Lord Jesus left his own seat.
其实主耶稣已经离开了他天上的位置。
Even the Lord Jesus already departed from his own throne in heaven.
降生在世界，成为一个人。
And he came to this world as a human.
降生在穷人的家里，这个已经很不容易。
And even he was born into a family in poverty.
但是现在他还离开他老师的位置。
So at this point, he left his own seat of the teacher.
这是他的地位。 降低了。That
is to say that he left from his status. He lowered himself.
他的衣服外衣也脱了。And
his garment that he has laid aside.
这他的身份也不提了。That
he is not mentioning about his identity at all.
他叫自己谦卑自己来服侍门徒。He
humbled himself to serve others.
在门信主之前，你当慕道者的时候，大家都很招待你。哎呀，喝水呀，吃饭呢，哇，接送你呀。
Before we believe in the Lord, when you come to the church, there are a lot of people greeting you or serving you.
因为你这样，你可能很感动，这个教会的人很好，所以你来信主。
And perhaps you are so touched, and that's the very reason why you come and believe in the Lord.
但是我们信了主之后呢，要学习耶稣的榜样。
But after believing in the Lord, we should learn from the Lord Jesus' example.
神的果跟人的果不一样。
That the kingdom of God is different from the nation of humans.
人的果呢，是那个。 小的来服侍大。The
nation of human is only about how the minor ones serving the major.
领导的都是穿的很好看，然后摇摇摆摆啊，大家来服侍他。And
all the leaders are always standing over there waiting for others to serve him.
神果刚好相反。And
in the kingdom of God is just the opposite.
你又就要做领导，你就是带领，你又越谦卑。If
you want to be a leader, you have to be humble first.
主耶稣是领导啊，主耶稣是老大。And
look at
像仆人一样。
Look at the Lord Jesus Himself. He's a chief. He's a master, and He was a teacher. But yet He lowered Himself.
我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹。
And our church have a lot of brothers and sisters.
在社会上面，在工作上面都很有成就，也很有那个身份。
Whether they're in the societies or in their careers, there are a lot of people who are full of respect.
但是来到教会，他们就不讲这个。
But in the church, nobody talk about those.
来到垃圾啊，帮忙帮忙清扫啊，还要服侍大家。
People clean out the garbages or they clean out the chapel.
所以以后我们信了主之后，也要用谦卑的心学习主来服侍。
Therefore, we have to be humble after believing in the Lord in the future.
第三点，这个洗脚礼告诉我们要圣洁。
And the third significance of foot washing is that we have to be sanctified.
主耶稣跟彼得说，这个洗过脚的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。And
the Lord said to Peter that after your baptism, when you wash your feet, you are complete.
当时的人去河边洗澡。And
in those days, people go to the rivers for bath.
穿着拖鞋，走着泥土的泥泞的小路回家。
And then they were to walk in their wet sandals along the dusty road.
那很容易弄脏那个脚。And
it's very easy to get your feet dirty.
所以要常常洗脚。Therefore,
they will have to wash their feet quite often.
进到家之前把脚洗一洗，那就干净。Before
you enter your home, you wash your feet and you're clean already.
脚代表我们的行为。And
our foot symbolizes our behavior, our deeds.
今天主耶稣的宝血把我们都洗干净了。
And the Lord Jesus' precious blood has already washed our sin.
但是问题是我们今天回家之后还是过着世界的生活。But
the problem is, maybe as we return home, we still live a life that is so worldly.
我们还是有世上的戒出啊，跟行为。And
we still have the kind of conduct that conforms to the world.
只有你走路，你就会弄脏脚。As
long as you walk, you will make your feet dirty.
同样的，我们在世上生活，就会把自己的行为
In the same token, our conduct today may be defiled by the trend of the world.
那常常洗啊。But
we have to frequently wash our feet.
但是我们讲过了，行为的源头是内心。But
as I said, the beginning or the source of sinning all comes from your heart.
犹大为什么敢去卖主？Why
did Judah dare to betray Jesus?
一开始他肯定不敢做那么大胆的事。At
the beginning, perhaps he did not. Dare to think about.
但是他一定很爱钱，那个钱，整天想钱。But
he has so much thought about money, he was so greedy over it.
一开始偷一点点。At
the beginning, he stole a little bit.
再偷多一点。And
then he stole more.
然后他没有把这个贪念拿走。And
then he did not get rid of such a greedy thought.
最后就卖耶稣。And
eventually he betrayed the Lord Jesus.
其实他卖掉不是耶稣，他卖掉的是自己的灵魂。As
a matter of fact, he did not betray the Lord Jesus himself. He only betrayed his own soul.
他也得不到一毛钱，他卖耶稣的钱他也花不到。Not
only he did not, he was not able to spend any single penny of the money that he gained betraying the Lord Jesus.
所以他行为有那么大的偏差，这是因为他的刚刚开始有一点点的走歪的思想上的一点点。And
the reason why he has gone astray so far is all because he began. Such a thought began in his heart, little by little.
信了主还要在人生路啊，还要走很远。
Therefore, as a Christian walking on this path, there's still a long way to go.
你年纪越轻受洗的，你将来的路就越远。你年纪越轻时候受洗，比如说你在八岁，跟那个八十岁受洗的，当然你的走的路就不一样。And
of course, comparing to those who are baptized since they're infant, than those who are baptized in their advanced age, the length of path is different.
但是无论如何，每一个人都是要用神的道来洗我们的内心。But
regardless, the words of God has to apply to every one of us in our heart.
当我们心中有一点点偏差的时候，
as long as we find that we are going astray a little bit,
不好的欲望，
any little desires that is not good,
你想得到不该是你的钱。
And you are thinking of those money that you don't deserve.
你想得到不是你的应该得到的人。
And you are thinking of someone who you don't deserve.
或者是你心中有仇恨。
Or maybe there's hatred in you.
这个都是魔鬼在你心里。
And all these are the acts of Satan that is in you.
有时是很细微的。
And those are hypocrisy.
这个时候我们要祷告，要听道理，用道理把这些不好的洗干净。
This is a time where we listen to the sermon. We pray to God to cleanse ourselves.
心干净，脚就干净。When
your heart is clean, your feet will be clean.
所以洗脚礼就以这三点作为彼此勉励。
So I talked about these three significance of foot washing to serve as a mutual encouragement.
现在呢，请今天要被洗脚的同龄啊，鞋子脱好，袜子脱好。
And I would like to ask the newly baptized today to take off your socks and shoes right now and get prepared for foot washing.
会中要唱295首。
And later on, the congregation will sing hymn number 295.
被洗脚的时候，轮到你的时候，心里默祷啊，感谢神，感谢耶稣替你洗脚。
If it's your turn to have your foot washed, please pray in your heart so that the Lord will guide you through.
好，唱诗。感谢主，我们十四位新受洗的刚刚接受主耶稣的洗脚。
Thanks the grace of God, all of our 14 newly baptized members has just received the foot washing sacrament.
现在你们看看你自己的脚。
So now look at your own feet.
这双主耶稣洗过的脚。
And this pair of feet that is washed by the Lord Jesus himself.
是属于主耶稣的。
It belongs to the Lord Jesus.
所以这双脚希望常常带你来教会。
And this pair of foot, hopefully it will bring you to the church frequently.
这双脚让你常常用来走在主耶稣的道路上面。
And this pair of foot will allow you to tread on the path to heaven.
让你常常传福音。
So that you will always preach the gospel.
这双脚一直奔跑天国的道路。
And this pair of foot will allow you to travel along the path to heaven.
现在接下来我们要举行圣餐。
And now we're going to hold the Holy Communion sacrament.
请同学默祷。
Let's pray in silence.